1 Samuel 24, verses 4 through 6. Turn it around. Who among us, y'all mess me up. Who among us has never experienced a time, a place, or even people that just hated you for no reason? I mean, they don't know anything about you. They just don't like you. And you sometimes left confused and wondering, did I do something to them? All I ever tried to do was just to love on the person. How could they hate me? And then your mind begins to backtrack and you begin to think of all the things that you in fact have done for that person. Because you're trying to examine yourself. You know, maybe it's me. And you look back and I did this and I did that and I didn't ask for payments. I didn't bring it up in their face. I just did this and I did this. And you know, the truth of the matter is sometimes folks just don't like you and nothing you can do about it. If there's one thing that you can rest assured of, and that is God has a way of allowing the tables to be turned. Though someone may think they don't need you today, you just wait. One day God will turn that thing around, and when God turned that thing around, that person will, in essence, be at your mercy. When that person is at your mercy, my question for you is, will you treat that person the way that they treated you? When the tables are turned, what will you do to that person? Is it revenge? Is it payback? Or is it you trying to extend and show the same grace to that person that God has been showing you all along? I want to deal with something tonight, and I don't have time to do what I really wrote out to do, then that means that God got something different. But I want to talk tonight just a little bit about Saul, David, and Jonathan. We know David, we tracked David, and we know about David and everything about him. We know how Jonathan stepped into David's life and Jonathan covered him. I want to talk about Saul tonight. I want to talk about Saul because I want to talk about a man who was in a position. And the position that Saul was in is that Saul disliked David and he really didn't know David. You got some haters in your life that dislike you and they won't even take the time to get to know you. It makes no difference what you tell them, what you try to show them. Their mind is fixed.
Yes.
And they are convinced that they don't like you. Sometimes in life, what you perceive as being your problem really isn't your problem. You see, David could have thought that Saul was his problem, but Saul wasn't his problem. Saul was to prepare him for what was to come. Everything that you're going through in life, don't look at it as a problem. Look at it as this. This is the preparation to get me to where I need to be. You see, what we learn in life is that God has a plan for us. And that plan sometimes for God to move us, it won't be moved because of your faith. Because the truth of the matter is sometimes faith is not the greatest motivator to get you to move. Sometimes fear will move you when faith left you sitting down. You see, so sometimes God will allow you to be in some positions in life. And when you're in those positions, there are some things that will happen. And I don't care how long you've been in the church. I don't care how much you love the Lord. I don't care how long you pray in the morning or whether or not you come back for a recap at night. There are some things that happen in your life, and the truth of the matter is it will frighten you. Doesn't mean you don't have faith. It just means when it happened, it scared you to the point you had to step back and you regroup, but for a moment, the truth be told, you drop your faith and fear moved in. And when fear moves in, God will always move out, because God is not afraid of anything. So he sends us through a process so that our problem becomes the preparation to get us to the next level. Because where you are, you got to understand God is trying to turn it around. But in order for him to turn it around, you got to move. Faith will always move you. And so Saul had David on the run. And because David was on the run, Saul thought David was afraid of him, but he wasn't afraid of him. He knew that God has anointed him to be there. You may not like who God has placed as your boss, but you respect them anyway. And see, you let God deal with that issue. The problem is God sometimes doesn't move fast enough or move the way that we want God to move, so we put our attention in and God stepped back and we prolong the blessings. I don't know about you, but I've been deprived of some stuff long enough. I want mine and I want it now. Don't want to keep coming to church asking for it. Don't want to keep praying for it. I want it now, because I've been praying long enough. I have the faith. God, where are you when I'm hurting?
All right now.
Where are you, God? I trust you. I pray to you. But the truth of the matter is, I'm going through something, and Saul said, I'm afraid. I'm afraid. Now, your haters in life are afraid of you, not because of your power, but when you begin to operate, there's an anointing that is upon your life, and the anointing is what they are afraid of. You see, because you can't stop God's power, and the anointing is God's power. That's why you can do things that other folks looking at you and say, I don't know how you make it. You with four kids by yourself, making minimum wage, and you're still making it. What they don't know, who is the wind that is pushing you. You know, if you and God is on the same side, don't worry about the obstacles that are against you. When God says go, you be crazy enough to go, understanding that God got something in line for me. He just got to move me in order to turn my situation around. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of the same situation. Turn my situation around. I want the blessings of God. I'm tired of barely getting mine. I want God to turn it around, but before God would turn it around, God has to first point me in the right direction. God sometimes will use your enemy's seed as your stepping stone. The same stuff they plant to get you, God will use that same stuff as your platform. They're planting a seed so that you can fall, and God said, no, baby, you're not going to fall right there. You're going to stand on that graveyard right there. They're building a hill, not understanding that's all you need, just a little elevation, just a little hope, just a little more sight. And when I can see, my faith lines up with what I desire. And now I can see, because I'm not worried about what these eyes say. I'm worried about my faith. So I'm going to walk it out by faith. And so when you begin to walk it out by faith, and God begins to turn your situation around, David stepped into Saul's life, and Saul says in chapter number 19, verse number 1, we got to kill David.
All right, man.
All the Sauls are not dead.
And you have mercy too.
There's some folk in your life.
Right.
They don't want to hurt you. They want to kill you. For the devil, the Satan, or Satan, the enemy comes but to steal, kill, and destroy.
That's right.
Oh, the Lord will make a way somehow. Oh, I just turn it over to the Lord. And your enemy is trying to kill you, and you keep being cute. Baby, you better drop that cuteness and begin to fight. You better begin a spiritual warfare and stop saying the Lord will make a way. I'm going to get on my knees and I'm going to open up and say, Lord, yes to your will, yes to your way, because I'm tired of barely getting by. And so God is waiting on us to get in a position. And when we get in a position, even though people are coming against us to kill us, God says, no, I want you to live as a result of what's been going on.
All right, ma'am.
Sometimes we fight our future. You can't stop God's will.
Amen.
Saul says, I'll fight with David. And David is saying, fool, I ain't fighting with you. See, there's some folk that you spend all your time fighting with. They're not even worth it. What you fighting with them for? If you win, what do you get? Nothing. They ain't got nothing. Why are you spending your time and energy still on Joe from 1945 way back there or something somebody did for you 3 years ago? Let it go. It ain't worth the time. It ain't worth the energy. I'm not going to fight. You got to pick and choose the battles. If you going to fight, make sure what you fighting, there's something to win. And when there's something to win, the something is salvation. The something is the grace of God. I'll fight for that. See, there's some things I let you have, but if you mess with the right things in my life, oh baby, we can fight then. God will allow Satan to touch the right thing or the wrong thing in your life just so you can fight. You see, it's too many of us in the body of Christ. We're walking around, we're afraid to fight, and we just sit back. Baby, you better put up your deuces and get ready to rumble. You better say, come on, bring it on. I may get battle scars, and I may come broke, and you may hit me sometimes, but you better believe I'm going to get right back up, because the Bible declares a good man may fall down 7 times, but he get right back up. You still standing tonight because God allowed you to get up once again. You better begin to praise God that he gave you the strength to get up again. Look at verse number 3, please.
Lord Jesus.
Verse number 3.
Yeah.
Show you something, and I got to do it quick, but I want to show you something. In verse number 3, now this is talking about, this is how David refused to slay Saul. Now verse number 3, now then, verse number 2, then Saul took 3,000 chosen men. Saul took his very best and said, I'm going to get David. Verse number 3, and he came to the sheep cottage.
Yeah.
By the way, there was a cave, and Saul went into his. Let me see. And Saul went in to cover his feet. Now, I was reading this afternoon and I got a little bit stuck because I'm trying to think to cover his feet. That means he was in the cave and he was about to take a nap. What it really means is that he went to the bathroom. You got to get this. You got to be careful who you let see you naked. You got to be careful who you show your nakedness to. You got to be careful who you tell your vision to. Don't let everybody know what's really going on the inside. Because when you drop your pants, somebody is trying to kill you. And so now he went in Saul, and the Bible declares that Saul had to go use the restroom. When Saul had to use the restroom, then David walked by and David cut off a little piece of his cloth. And what David is showing is that I had the opportunity to kill him.
That's right.
Watch this now. Watch this. You got to get this. And I'm almost done. Sometimes an opportunity, or sometimes something may look like an opportunity, but it's a test of your obedience. Turn it around. Watch this. David could have thought, this is an opportunity for me to kill Saul. But God is saying, this is a test of your obedience. I didn't tell you to kill my anointing. I just asked you to be obedient to me. Sometimes in our mind, something happens and we say, God sent that. That's a blessing from God. Sometimes it's not God sending something. That's what you want. God just allowed your inside to be awakened so you can see how jacked up you really are inside. How much you really want to kill somebody. How much you really want to get somebody back. But the Bible declares that vengeance is mine, said the Lord. Everything that looks like an opportunity is not an opportunity. Sometimes it's a test of your obedience. Look at verse number 4, please. And the men of David said unto him, Behold, the day of which the Lord said unto thee. God ain't said nothing.
Alright.
God said nothing. And the men says to David, hey David, here's the opportunity. God told me to tell you, here's the opportunity. And so what he could have fell in the trap of, and in fact almost did, you can't listen to people about your vision.
That's right.
Folk would tell you stuff because they see where you going, trying to derail you. So they want to knock you off because they know where you're going. And see, the reason that they really hate you is because where you're going, they can't go. And so if they can't go, they want to stop you from going. You got to begin to listen to what God is telling you and not what they say, what the men say. Because the men say, hey, this is an opportunity right here. That's what they said, but God didn't say anything. And so what he did was he cut off a piece of cloth, which was symbolic of a transfer of position. But you can't get a position until God says, I placed you there. You can cut, you can scream, you can do what you want to do. You can go to school, you can get an education, and you can do this and do that. Until God puts you in a position, baby, you're not going. But the assurance is when God puts you there, can't nobody take you out of that position. You gotta know when God is calling you to something.
That's right.
And so he cuts off a piece of his garment. Now look at verse number 5, please. Read verse number 5, please.
And it came to pass afterward that David's heart smote.
Stop a second. David's heart began to smoke. In other words, David allowed the Holy Spirit to convict him. Because the people told him one thing, but God didn't say that. You want to get in trouble, start listening to what people say and stop listening to what God says. But if you're a child of God, a for real child of God, the Holy Spirit will always convict you. And so the Holy Spirit will always show you you in the midst of going through something. And so the Holy Spirit convicted him and showed him that he was wrong. Verse number 6, please.
And he said unto his men, the Lord forbid.
Now, the Lord forbid. In other words, I was wrong, and you're wrong, and we're not going to go there. It doesn't require discussion. It doesn't require a board meeting. Doesn't require planning. Doesn't even require me to meditate on it. It doesn't even require me to pray about it. If God said no, the answer is no. Keep reading. I'm going to show you something.
And he said unto his man, the Lord forbid that I should do this thing unto my master.
Unto who?
My master.
Now, get this in closing. What I said to you was this. And that is, sometimes your problem isn't really a problem. It's your preparation. Get it? Your problem is your preparation. What you look at and say, man, I got a problem. God is saying, no, this thing is to prepare you. Now he turns around and says, I'm not going to touch my master. Interesting word. Meaning a teacher or someone that is training you. In other words, what David understood about Saul was Saul was the master. Saul was placed in his life to be his preparation. There's some folk in your life that you don't like and you want out of your life. You need to go back tomorrow and call a master, because they're training you to get ready for your blessings. There's some folk in your life that you just don't like and they don't like you, but at the same time God is saying they're a master, they're a trainer or a teacher in your life, and what they're teaching you is discipline. Master, training, teaching, discipline to come under the authority of something. And the word that I want to leave you with is meekness. And what meekness is power under control. When you get in your car and you start driving your car, you don't have the power to stop your car. But somebody put a little brake pedal in there and the whole car stopped because the car comes under control of the brake pedal. God is saying there's some big stuff in your life, but come under submission to me and I'll stop some big stuff from happening to you. I'll turn it around in your life. I'll turn the capsule around. I'll turn your relationship around. I'll turn your finances around. And when God turns it around, then he opens up the windows of heaven and he begins to pour you out a blessing because you didn't take advantage of of the opportunity, what you did was understood. It was a test of your obedience. When the tables were turned, David didn't do to Saul what Saul tried to do to him. So David ended up being the king, and Saul ended up committing suicide. You don't have to fight your enemies. Just confuse them with praise. They'll kill themselves. You don't have to get up and get all bad. Just begin to praise God. And as you begin to praise God, they'll go do it to themselves. And you'll wake up one day and wonder, where did Sister Jones go? Sister Jones took herself out trying to take you out. Sometimes when people are pursuing you, what they're doing is setting up a pitfall. They're coming after you, but God